Yeah, it's a little different, but hey, I guess the next man up.
What have you seen from Brock? I mean, he looked good in that last game. You see him every Wednesday?
I've been seeing him the last 4 years. He's gotten better every year since he's been here. And, you know, we all believe in him, and, you know, it's his time to play this coming up week. And look forward to seeing what's going to happen.
What about him has made him better? Why is he different?
I guess he's, you know, learning every year from Peyton and, you know, coaches around. It's just, he's mature every year as he get older.
What was it like when he was in that huddle? I mean, did you sense a leadership quality? Was he ready to go?
Mm-hmm. The guy? He was ready to go. Came in with great energy. You know, the guys are still playing hard. He made something happen. So he did a good job.
And as far as being the leader, have you sensed that? Can he take over that role as leader of the team?
He done been here long enough, I think so. You know, his fourth year, he's been playing behind Peyton his whole career. He's been doing a great job, and he's been, you know, you see his little things that he do that, you know, he got it in him.
How weird of a week is this for you? Because now you got a new quarterback, and then you're going to face your old coach on Sunday. How about coaches, Gase and Fox? What's that going to be like?
Hey, it's a hello, how you doing? Play the game, goodbye. Look forward to it. You know, I was here with them for, what, four years?
Five years.
I don't know how long, but you know, I'm happy to see them. But we got to go out and get the win. That's all that really matters right now.
Extra incentive to maybe beat them, a little rivalry there?
No, it's about the Broncos just getting back on track. You know, we done lost two in a row. His main thing is trying to go out in Chicago and get a win.
How's Paris doing? Talk to Peyton at all? How's he seem to be?
He's fine. You know, he's just trying to get better. You know, the injury that he have, just trying to get better.
Do you expect him back? Do you expect him to be back in the huddle? Does it seem like that's going to be the case?
Who, Peyton?
Yeah.
I don't know what the plan is, but I hope so. I really don't know. You know, I'm fine playing with both.
Paris, what's the one thing you guys as a receiving corps need to do this week to help out Brock?
Just make plays. Is what we you know, paid to do is just go out and make plays, be playmakers. And also, you know, help in the run game, you know, block safeties, block corners, and, you know, do whatever we got to do to try to help the team to have a better week.
With the quarterback change, it's almost overshadowed the fact you guys are on a two-game losing streak. I mean, is there a sense of urgency to get back on a winning track?
Yeah, it is. You know, past 2 weeks, you know, especially this past week, we didn't play too well. Week before we didn't need it, but it is a sense of urgency to get back, you know, to the winning side of things. Of course, you know, nobody's not looking at the losses right now because you got a quarterback situation. But I think our main goal is as a team is try to go back and figure a way how to get back on the winning side.
You know, no one in the NFL is going to feel sorry for you that you're on a losing streak. Bears aren't. They don't care.
Nobody cares. Nobody we play cares. We're not worried about that. We know nobody cares. So we got to go out and do our job and try to get back on the winning side.
Do you think that Newberry could open up a little bit more with 17 under center?
I have no idea. Coach Kuhl called the plays, and whatever he called, we're going to try to go out and execute him at our best ability.
Is it benefited to have Brock running things on Wednesdays and every third day during camp?
It's good, you know, just to have him, you know, out there with the guys that start. You know, they out there running the ball, throwing the ball, getting catches, you know, getting the timing down. You know, it kind of helped.
You guys got used to his cadence, and he got used to, you know, same rhythm.
Cadence is the easy part. It's just about going fast when it's game time on Sundays. And I think we'll be fine because, you know, he didn't do too bad when he came in at the game last week.
Are there any differences catching a ball from Manning versus catching a ball from Oswald?
Brock is a little faster, a little more ump on it, but, you know, they're both easy balls to catch, so it ain't too much different.
People are talking about his arm strength, his leadership skills, his confidence. As a receiver, do any of those qualities maybe mean more than the other in terms of your confidence in having him in?
Mine's the same. And I think just being around Brock, you know, practicing with Brock, his arm is going to be fine. His confidence is there. He's going to go out and make plays, you know, throwing the ball in. And if he got to use his feet, he's going to be there. So my confidence is high. I know he can make plays, and I know he can deliver the ball around the field.
Demarius, what if you had to wait 4 years to make your first start?
What if?
What if?
I'm going to take advantage of it.
You wouldn't have been frustrated?
No, especially not playing, but say – not playing behind him, that's like me. I don't know. I can't put myself in this situation. But it's like me playing behind Shannon Sharp, Rod Smith, and Jerry Rice. It's kind of, you know, he's a vet. I mean, he's a future Hall of Famer. So, you know, Brock learned, and now he get his chance.
Paris,